Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how your platform stands out? I'm testing different voice AI solutions and would love to hear what makes yours special.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I'm doing great and excited to learn about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, Mary from Dash Guy, got it. I haven't come across Dash Guy specifically, but I do know Vector Solutions. I'd love to hear how your services compare or complement theirs. Could you share a bit about what your platform specializes in?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries. I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, especially balancing personalization with scale. We often struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels natural and engaging without overwhelming our team. How exactly does your AI handle that human-level interaction?
Tell me more about balancing personalization with scale in your lead generation.
Sure thing. Balancing personalization with scale means reaching lots of potential leads without sounding like a robot or a mass email blast. We want each interaction to feel tailored, like we really understand the prospect's needs, but doing that manually for many leads is tough. So we're curious how your AI manages to keep that personal touch while handling large volumes efficiently.
Now I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. If a year from now your service exceeded expectations, I'd imagine our lead generation would be running smoothly with AI handling personalized outreach effortlessly. We'd see a noticeable boost in qualified leads and revenue, plus our team could focus more on closing deals instead of chasing prospects. How do you typically measure success with your clients?
What do you mean by measuring success and why is that important to you?
Great question. By measuring success, I mean tracking key results like how many leads convert, the quality of those leads, and ultimately the impact on revenue. It's important because it shows whether the AI is truly helping us grow and justifies the investment. Plus, clear metrics help us tweak and improve the process over time. How do you help clients track and optimize these outcomes?
Tell me more about tracking key results and tweaking the process to improve outcomes.
Sure. Tracking key results usually involves monitoring metrics like lead conversion rates, call engagement levels, and revenue impact. We use that data to spot patterns, what's working well and what's not. Then we tweak the AI scripts, targeting or timing to improve those numbers. It's a continuous cycle of learning and optimizing to get better results. Does your platform offer real-time analytics or reporting to support this?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Great question. Right now, one big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without burning out our sales team. Also, making sure our messaging really resonates with different types of prospects can be tricky. We're looking for a solution that can adapt quickly and keep conversations natural. How does your AI handle those kinds of challenges?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and messaging challenges are affecting the business right now?
Scaling outreach and messaging challenges can slow down lead flow, meaning fewer opportunities for our sales team. It can also lead to inconsistent brand messaging, which might confuse prospects or reduce trust. Ultimately, that impacts revenue growth and team morale. So finding a way to automate without losing that personal touch is key. Does your AI adapt messaging based on prospect responses?
Can you go a bit deeper on how inconsistent brand messaging and reduced trust are impacting your revenue growth and team morale?
Absolutely. When brand messaging is inconsistent, prospects might get mixed signals about what we offer or our values, which can make them hesitant to engage or buy. That hesitation means fewer closed deals, directly hitting revenue. For the team, it's frustrating to work hard but see prospects slipping away because the message isn't clear or trusted. It can lower motivation and confidence. So keeping messaging consistent and trustworthy really fuels both sales and team spirit. How does your AI ensure messaging stays on point?
Wow. It sounds like inconsistent messaging and trust issues are really holding back your revenue and team energy, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer, but I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities today, not to schedule demos. Haha, but I do love how you're focusing on solving those key challenges. If you want, I can share your questions or feedback with the Dasha team at support@dasha.ai. How does that sound?